discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Apostle E.A. Ajay. Apostle E.A. Ajay is the founder and pastor of Devotional Light Church. He is also the founder of the Jesus the Answer campaign and an author of several best-selling books. Devotional Light Church is a vibrant church with people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to E.A. Ajay.
Today we are looking at demonic systems. Now, demonic systems is one of the greatest weapons of Satan now on this earth. Many people are not aware of demonic system. And when we talk of demonic system, I'm not talking about dreaming dreams. What makes demonic system so powerful on earth is it is very subtle. So many people don't even notice it. Many people don't even realize it. To resist it, not to be part of it. Amen. Not to be part of it. So many have become victims of these demonic what? Systems. Amen. You see, let's read a scripture. Let's read the pastor, Auntie Denise, be ready to be reading the scriptures for me, please. Let's read the scripture. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It said how Satan, amen, amen, deceive Eve. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It said how. Lower her mic, please. Lower her mic. Check my feed. It said how Satan deceived Eve. So look at what it says. It says, but I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent cunning, your mind may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. So note the word. How Satan deceived Eve by what? The serpent cunning. Yeah. Amen. So Satan is very cunning. Yeah. He is not the average enemy. No. So the word coming in is somebody who uses skills to achieve his end. Yeah. Skills. So it means that he's very skillful at achieving his end. That's what cunning mean. What does the dictionary say cunning is? Amen. So cunning means someone who uses skills to achieve his end. He's very skillful at achieving his end. You understand? Yeah. So many of the great work of Satan, many of the great things that is demonic, you will not know it. Many people don't know it. Many Christians don't know it. Because you will need to be spiritual to discern that this thing is spiritual, either to the left or to the right.
Yes.
You understand? And one of his, what's the meaning of cunning?
Cunning, having or showing skill in achieving one's end by deceit or evasion.
Achieving one's end. Skill in achieving what? One's end by what? Deceit or what?
Evasion.
Evasion.
Amen.
You see, so that is how dangerous he is.
Yes.
Yes. So when and one of his many devices, the Bible, the other scripture, we are not ignorant of his what? Devices or schemes. But one is systems. Yeah. Yes. Because when he sets the system up, you can bind him, he will be bound in your life. You can command him out of your life, he will be going in your life. You can break every spell. All is broken. But as long as you are in that system, or you are not of that system, the system restricts you. The system molds you. You flow over the system. Yes. And all, you see, so he set systems. And the danger with systems is many a times you cannot what you do or what you don't do. And that thing is not sin or Not necessary sin. So many Christians, many world, many communities, many nations has fallen into it. That's why you will need discernment. You will need wisdom. You will need instructions. So today I want us to look at the systems. Amen. So that we see from the Bible, so that we are aware that this enemy has what? Systems. Amen. The systems he used will not look evil. If you look evil, you people will what? Reject it. Even though many will look evil, but you still embrace it. Because one of his strategies, he called evil good. Yes, it's in the Bible. Please understand. So this system, the main point of the system will be evil, obviously. But he will give a lot of good reasons for that evil system. And the world accepts it. So sometimes he has system for a whole nation, a whole town, a whole city, a whole borough, even a neighborhood, families, household, even individuals. Yeah. Because see, when you are prayerful sometimes, and especially you're obeying the word of God, many a time the demon cannot even be around you. It's a torment. We have seen it in this church. Sometimes preaching and you pass by somebody and the spirit reacts. You see, but system is not them. If you don't break that system, then the system begins to guide you. Yeah. And many people are not what? Aware. So today I will show a few in the Bible. Trust that the Holy Spirit will stand on it to open what? Our eyes, and through that, whenever there is a system, we will see it or we will understand what is what? At stake. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, please. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12.
Ephesians 6, verse 12. Mm-hmm. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Amen.
Amen. Give me King James, please. It's the same thing, but I'm used to the King James, so I prefer that one. Amen.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen.
Amen. So it says we wrestle not what? Against flesh and what? Blood. So, and he mentioned four group of people that we wrestle against. So he said we wrestle not against what? Flesh and what? Blood. But we wrestle against what?
Principality.
Powers. Rulers of the darkness of this world. And what? Spiritual wickedness
in high places. Amen.
So your wrestling, the word wrestling means struggle. Yeah. The things you are struggling with, the things you are struggling about, there is a dimension that maybe you think your struggle is with money or health. You understand? Or your partner. But you'll be surprised that there is a dimension that is not with that flesh and blood. Yes. Not that manager. But it's with these principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. You see? So, I want you to understand this in brief. We are interested in the system, but for you to understand the system, for it to make sense to you, I have to briefly break this down for you. Amen. So, principality. So, principality is simply the head of demons or evil spirit. Yeah. So, demons, they have a head demon. Like angels have a head angels. It's we call the head what? Archangels. So demons also have, are you listening? Yes. Demons also have what? A head demon. So the head demon, they are called principality because they are princes. You understand? So when you look at Matthew chapter 12 verse 24. Mm-hmm. When Jesus cast out a lot of demons, when the people came, they said Jesus cast out the demon by the head of the demon, the head of the prince. He called him Beelzebub.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So look what he said. He said, but when the Pharisee heard this, they said to me, it is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. You see, so the prince, which is the head of the demons,
yes,
is called principality.
Wow.
Amen.
Yes.
It's called principality.
Yes.
So this principality, they don't inhabit people. They set the agenda.
Wow.
They are in the heavenly places wrestling with what? The angels. We saw that in Daniel chapter 10.
Yes,
Daniel chapter 10. Let's read Daniel chapter 10.
Amen.
Verse 1. In Daniel chapter 10 verse 1. Daniel chapter 10 verse 1. I want you to understand. Daniel chapter 10 verse 1. Mm-hmm.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 1.
Yeah.
In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a revelation was given to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar. Its message was true and it concerned a great war. The understanding of the message came to him in a vision.
So note what? I really want you to know something here. In the third year of what? Cyrus, who is the king of Persia.
Yeah.
So we know Cyrus. Cyrus was a human being, a king of Persia. Let's say the president of United Kingdom today, if it's today. You understand? Okay, now read the 12 to 13 for me, please. 12 to 13.
10 verse 12 to 13.
Mm-hmm.
Then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Amen.
Amen. So I just want you to understand who a principality is.
Yeah.
So you see that Daniel said, we already read that the king of Persia was there in the king.
Yeah.
And but when the angel was coming, the Bible says, the angel said, there's a prince of Persia. So that is the principality.
Yeah.
The head demon in charge of the entire Persia.
Yeah.
Withstood him to another prince, Michael, archangel.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So, like London, there is a principality over London.
Yes,
there is a principality over United Kingdom.
Wow.
That anything that happened demonically, he is in charge, he's at the top.
Yes.
Wow. So just as in the physical, we have president for every country.
Yeah.
And we have ministers.
Yeah.
And we have mayors. So, in the spirit, they have principality, the head demons, they are demons. Who are, we liken them to what? Presidents. And below them, they have what? The second phase, which is what? Rulers. Isn't it?
Yeah.
We wrestle against what? Flesh, against prince. Sorry, who are what? Powers. These powers are what? Demons. Demons, yes. So, demons. So the principality, one person over, and there's a lot of demons under this principality working for the one agenda.
That's right. Yeah.
Remember, Satan is the head, the god of this world.
Yes.
So there's a god of this world, Satan, and there's a principality, which is in Persia.
Yes.
If you continue to read, he will tell him that as he's going, the prince of Greece will come next. The principality of Greece will come next.
Yeah.
Please, you understand?
Yeah.
So, the second state, the ruler, the power stands for what? Demon what? Beings.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
So, you see, Jesus, I give you power and authority over all the powers of the enemy.
Amen.
You see? So, the power stands for the demon. The principality is also a demon.
That's right.
But he's the head.
Demon,
but the main thing about principality is his principle, a particular dominion, location. He's in charge of it.
He's in charge of it.
And below him are what? The demons operating. Please, do you understand?
Yes.
And now, next to the demon, what did the scripture say? The Ephesians chapter 3. It said against what?
Rulers.
It didn't say rulers.
Powers.
He didn't say powers. Principality.
Powers.
Powers. And what's the next one?
Rulers.
Yeah, you have to add that one. Rulers of the darkness of this world. So, because it's key. So, these rulers of the darkness of this world are human beings who are in ruling place. In this world.
In this world, yes.
Places physically in this world. That they serve these demons and this principality and Satan. So the rulers of what? The darkness of what? This world. They are rulers. The word they use, original word, where they use stand for earthly rulers.
Yeah.
So what the principality does is, Satan, remember, Satan is one.
Yeah.
He's the God of the world.
Yeah.
He can never be at two places at the time.
No.
So he has appointed principalities.
Yes.
Over, you left, over countries.
Yes.
So this principality is in charge of a country,
yes,
like a president. And this principality work with demons, which are powers.
Yeah.
Different location, different geography, different assignment, different purpose.
Yeah.
But these demons also work with these rulers of the darkness of this world.
Yeah.
The video I ask you to go and watch. The book I asked you to go and read, if you have read it, you will see that the lady goes to a meeting,
yes,
in the sea with president of, yes, certain,
yes,
countries.
Yes.
You understand? So some of them are agents, these rulers. Some of them, in fact, it is Satan that, or demons that promote them to rule that nation or that place for their agenda. Some, to their dead, they are ignorant, they don't know, but they are useful. They follow,
yes,
that of Satan. You understand? Then he went on to say, wickedness in high places. So wickedness in high places are the demonic vessels, the demonic, the enchanters,
yes,
the spiritists,
yes,
the astrologers,
yes,
the magicians,
yes,
the sorcerers.
Yes.
So they are what? Spiritual wickedness in high places. So they help the agenda.
Yes.
Some of them work with the government direct. Yes. Some of them, sorry, work not the government, work with what? The rulers direct.
Yes.
Some of them are working in cooperation with the rulers without the rulers not knowing. But they are all working for Satan. Please, you understand.
Yes.
The reason why I'm taking this to break it down so that when we look at the system, it will make sense to you. So Satan do set systems through this link. The principality will give the demons the order. The demons will give their rulers physical,
yes,
and their spiritual wickedness, their vessels, the order to enforce,
yes,
that agenda. To set up that system.
Wow.
Wow.
And that system could take a long time. It could take a month, even a year, a decade, and they will form for push it.
Wow. Yes.
They can try to set up that system or that agenda,
yes,
through all forms of government,
yes,
through even everything good.
Wow.
Yes. They break them down. Maybe some is coming from the medical field. Some is coming from even the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some is coming from the school. Some is coming from the council. You think that different things, but from one source.
One source.
Spread out.
Help us.
So note, spiritual wickedness in high places. Places.
Yeah.
Not one place.
Places.
Now note, rulers. Ruthless, not one. So when people wake up from different points and they are all agreeing to one thing that,
yes,
we all know is wrong, evil,
yes,
it's not coincident.
Yes.
As a pastor, take charge from the Lord. Every good pastor or pastor of God, take charge from the Lord.
Amen.
You will not know what God has charged other men of,
amen,
God. But God is the one who has the map.
Amen.
If we all play our role, everything fits in.
Amen.
Amen. So, but I want you to know, so these people set up the system from Satan, drop to the principality, draw towards
powers
that, which are the demons, then the rulers
of the
than the spiritual wickedness.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Yes.
Okay, let me show you one system.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The reason I want to show you this system is it will be clear to you. Amen. It will be clear to you. I wouldn't like to show this first, but I'm showing this first because it will be clear to you. Now look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 to 9.
Amen.
Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 to 9.
Amen.
Demonic system. The purpose of this teaching is to wake us up, for us to be aware that they are what? Demonic what? Systems.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Daniel 6, verse 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Sorry. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with his law of his God." So the administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be repealed. Amen.
Amen. So the Bible said, so this is a system against one person.
Yes.
Because of one person, they introduce a system. I'll break it down. So a system can be introduced just because of you, because of your family, but it will affect many people.
Yeah.
So Bible said Daniel was exceptional,
yeah,
among what? The satrap and those people. So the satrap and those people stand for the rulers of this world, of the darkness of this world.
Yeah.
But I'll show it to you. And they said they can never fought Daniel. They can never get Daniel. Amen. Because they've tried everything. And they said, unless we develop something,
yeah,
in connection to his God, in connection to he obeying God, then we will have him.
Right.
So in other words, we have to set up a system. Daniel can't do wrong. We can't get him.
Yeah.
But we have to set up a system that will make it difficult or impossible for,
yeah,
him to obey God or relate to,
yeah,
God. We will have to set up a system so that when he obey God, he will be in trouble with man.
Yeah.
When he obey man, he will be in trouble with God.
Yeah.
And he said, let us make this system into a law,
yes,
that can never be changed.
Yeah.
So before this, remember the scripture was clear that they've tried everything. They didn't get Daniel. So they tried all the spiritual attacks, all everything. Still, Daniel was no demon, no devil. So now they decide to develop a system. And what system did they develop? That no one should pray,
yes,
to God for how many days?
30.
How many days?
30 days.
So it's a system they just set up.
Yes.
They didn't say we are targeting Christians or Jews. But no one should pray to God for 30 days. Anyone who prayed to God will be thrown into what, the lion's den.
Yes.
And they said they give a very good what, reason,
yes,
to show people's what, faithfulness, yes, to the country. Yes. But that good reason, that was not why they were creating that system, is to cause Daniel. Because if Daniel stopped praying for 30 days, yes, the enemy will get him.
Yeah, yeah.
By 30 days, Pastor Sylvester, you know, he will become cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you also pray, He has gone against the law. So you see, they set up a system. A very simple system. A very simple system, but effective. If you continue to read, Daniel chose, I will pray rather to God. Because he understood it's a system. He understood that going by the system would be worse, catastrophic, than not going. He rather, because Daniel, if you read, he prayed 2 times a day. Amen. But we won't go into that. But what I want you to know, that they set a system down just for Daniel. Yeah. They gave the system the best reason. Yeah. But it was just to get Daniel. And that system will not only affect Daniel, it will affect many Christians. Yeah. No Christian should pray for 30 days. Wow. Amen. But this particular one, I want to show you the human involvement. So from what we read, remember who were the people who made this rule? The administrator, the satraps.
Advisors.
The advisors. Governors. These are what? People, rulers.
Yes.
They are the rulers.
Yes.
Today we say ministers, lords, councillors, mayors, head managers, and those things. These are the people.
Yes.
Let me show it to you. Look at the same Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Is it Daniel chapter 2 or 1? Yeah, Daniel chapter 3 rather. Verse 1 to 3. Daniel chapter 3 verse 1 to 3. So these are the rulers.
Amen.
Of the darkness of this world. Darkness in the sense that they are not of God.
Yes.
Amen. So look at it. Kinebu is the king there. Yes. Nebuchadnezzar. This is the same Babylon.
Yes.
Made an image of gold, 60 cubits high and 6 cubits wide, and set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. He then summoned the satrap, prefect, governors, advisors, treasury, judges, magistrate, and all other provincial officials to come. The only reason why we are reading this is to show you that they are the rulers.
Yeah.
Of the same country where the prince of Persia was, but this was Babylon. So who set up the system? The same people, the satrap, everything. And who did they give it to sign and make it a law?
The king.
So the principality, the demons, give the rules to achieve the target. They get punished. They get beaten. Seriously, they get inflicted with a lot of things if these human beings do not achieve the target of demonic. Some are vessels, some are not vessels. They don't even know, but they are part of the system.
Yes.
That is why the Bible says we should pray for those in authority. In authority, he didn't say it for fun. Because only them will set up system. Not all of them are serving Satan. Some are not aware.
Yes.
Almost everything the government say we shouldn't do, you find another. Okay, let me put it like this. Even go to medical. Almost every medicine that they give, that you see that some people are saying, this medicine is not good. Why are you giving it? You find a doctor saying that medicine shouldn't be given.
Yeah.
But you find a whole system that's saying, give that medicine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying something, but it's just for... I see Mr. Rubin lift his hand. The thing has kicked him. You don't want me to go into that here. Other matters. Yeah, so you connect the dot.
Amen.
I teach the word speaks to you.
Amen.
But other matters.
Amen.
Please, you understand. Yeah. But I just want to show you too. They make the rules. They brought it to trap Daniel against his God. Note, It was against his God to stop him from praying. To stop him from praying. Sometimes when they say when we pray, churches make loud noise. I marvel. Because, you see, we used to have a church service at a place that they use it for. They only use it for, is it drum and bass music? Yes. When you go inside, I have to be like this. The noise, but nobody has ever complained about, you know, drum and bass. Yes. No, who has complained about them?
No one.
Do any church make noise more than them?
No.
Rock and roll. Who make noise than rock and roll? Rock and roll bands are everywhere. No church make noise than rock and roll. No church make noise than rock and roll. But they have never been an issue. Please, do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, I want to show you the spiritual wickedness in high places in this same scheme. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. The same Daniel. Mm-hmm. Because that one, you will see everything then we go on to other system. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So the reason I'm showing this, my particular interest in this one is so that you can see all these four division at play. So sometimes what is behind the agenda is stronger than the leader.
That's right. Wow.
The leader, the ruler, whether the ruler is a prophet, a governor, an advisor, a treasury,
yes.
a judge,
yes.
he or she is powerless.
Yes, yes.
That's why sometimes God sends Christians there.
That's right.
God do send
That's
Daniels
right.
there. But the problem is,
yes.
many of them, when they get sent there, they want to be like the people. And the second problem is, many of them, when they are given the two spiritual tools, gifts for that, they want to be pastors. They want to preach. But no, God didn't need you to preach. He equipped you with all those grace, those
Amen.
Power, anointing to be there, to
Amen.
Be there.
That's
the
right.
place.
That's right. Amen.
The place.
That's right. Amen.
Daniel was highly anointed.
Yeah.
Highly anointed.
Yeah.
God was with him.
Amen.
He entered into a lion's den. The lion couldn't touch him.
Yeah. Amen.
He lived longer, but he was at the king's palace.
Amen.
He wasn't a priest.
Yes. Amen.
He's the one the angel came
Praise
to
God.
See him. And what did the angel say? You are highly regarded
Amen.
In heaven.
Praise God. Amen.
Because he was keeping his post.
Yes, keeping his post. Praise God.
Similar to Mordecai.
Mm.
He was there
That's right.
for a purpose. Esther's counseling.
That's right.
It's by his counseling
right.
that Jews were saved.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the two main reasons.
Amen.
God always raised people up.
Yes.
The two main reasons, when you get there, they think they have arrived. They stop the church, stop going to church, all those things. They become lukewarm. The next thing, they lose their spiritual sensitivity.
Yeah, yeah.
They get stricken. Some even become unbelievers. Or some, they want to stop the work. They want to stop the office. They want to stop and come and preach. That's why we've broken many churches. Many churches, God hasn't called them. God do call people. We've broken it. We are rushing a lot of things. We've become small churches, powerless.
Yes, that's right.
And amounting to nothing. Because most of the people are not meant to be pastors.
Yeah.
Are not meant to. Most of the pastors are not meant to start a church.
Yes, that's right.
Please, do we understand?
Yes.
Anyway,
Amen.
We are still driving on. Look at the same Daniel.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
Amen.
Daniel.
No, I think we've read that one, isn't it?
No.
We've read it. We've read it. Amen. Okay. Okay. There's a scripture I want us to read in connection to this, then we will move on. Amen. Okay, I'll find it. Please, do you understand?
Mm.
What was the scripture? You know the scripture, eh? Did you say we read it last week?
We did. This magicians, enchanters, yeah, sorcerers, and astrologers.
But that's not what I want. That's why I'm wondering how you people know what I want.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Daniel chapter 2. Yes. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Yes, verse 1 to 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
Daniel.
So we've seen that in... okay, read it for us.
Amen. Daniel 2, verse 1 to 2. Mm-hmm. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to him what he had dreamed.
Amen.
Amen.
So the reason why we read this is to show us that Nebuchadnezzar summoned what? This one were not the rulers of the darkness of this world, but these are the spiritual wickedness in high places.
Okay.
The enchanters, the sorceress, those who are doubling in the occult. They know, these people, everyone involved know what they are doing. The magician, the astrologers. So this is the rulers of the darkness of this world. Even this one, Daniel overcame them. Yeah. If you should read, they couldn't interpret it. Because when Nebuchadnezzar summoned, they said, I've had a dream, but I want you to tell me my dream and the meaning. And they said, no one can do that. And Daniel heard the case, and he did it. So I should tell you the level of anointing, power, grace on Daniel, above sorcerers, astrology.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a priest. Yeah. He was to be in a place of governing. But what I'm trying to show you that we saw the first one that he called the rulers of the darkness of this world. And the second one, that this one he called what? The astrologers. These are what? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Uh-huh. But we know that there was a prince, which is a head demon. And we know that they are what? Powers. Praise the Lord. So these systems, it will look ordinary, innocent, but they are not.
They are not.
It has been, remember the Daniel system, they sat down, they planned, they had a target, they know what they want to achieve, and they came up with a system that would bring about. In his case, that system was what? That no one, a law should be made, that no one should pray for 30 days. Sometimes the laws that are made is to destroy us.
Yeah.
The reason why our children are in trouble now, this country is in trouble now, children are doing evil, children without God are doing evil than ever in history. No parent can tell, because demonic laws were made. It was made step by step. It was given nice name, was given nice reason, but to make a child untouchable. And the Bible say only discipline would deliver a child from foolishness. So if you can't discipline a child, she will be full of foolishness. It's a system. You must understand. It's a system. I'm able to say this because I'm preaching this. It's a system. It's a system. How can you say a child can choose to be a man or a woman? Can't you see it's a system? Can your child choose? Imagine your child choosing what to eat.
Exactly.
No, imagine if you not allow your child to choose what to eat.
Yeah.
How can you allow him to choose something that affects him and will affect him all the days of his life? But it's a system.
It's a system.
It's a system. Because those in authority, they are smart.
Yes.
They are smart.
That's right.
Hey, they are very smart. Very smart.
Mm.
Very smart. Very smart. You see, in Egypt, when Israel Christians were thriving, when they were doing well, they set up a system.
Yes.
The first system they set up was to kill every man in Egypt.
Yes.
Every boy that would be born, And it wasn't because they were weak, because they said they were growing numerous. We have to cut them down. And the system was set up that you, the midwife, do it.
Yeah.
And the midwife couldn't do it. And they said, now we will do it ourselves. We'll kill them. See, God wants us to know, if it doesn't matter, imagine if Moses has died, they will all be in Israel, slavery still. So you think knife crime is something. You say youth, that's how they are. No. When we're growing, even when we're fighting, when we are hitting, we are not hitting to damage the person. Do you know what it means to stab? You are only even hitting or fighting to win.
Yes.
As you are even hitting or fighting, you know, if the person should get hurt, you are in trouble. How much more death? We will read it. And you see again in Egypt, when God asked Moses to come and deliver, take Israel to go and serve the Lord. They introduced a system. And the Bible says, they labored them with work. They burden them with labor. So note, everybody must work.
Yeah.
The Bible says a hand that does not work should not eat. God hates laziness.
Yeah.
But I see they use work to create a system. Oh, how come that bag is there and still there? Oh, mercy. They use work to create a system. Pay attention with me. To create a system that make it impossible for Israel to worship God, to follow God.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter the promise on you. If you don't worship God and follow God, you'll be far from God.
Yes.
Because the Bible says it shall come to pass that except anyone who doesn't come to Jerusalem shall not what? Receive rain. Jerusalem just stands for the place of worship, the house of God. Rain stands for blessing. So work is not burden, but they use work as a burden. That system is at work here too, in this country. See, listen, why is it that you are now, see, 20 years ago, 22 years ago, work is Monday to Friday. Supermarket didn't work Sundays. This is like 25 years ago. And they brought a system, a lot of argue they will only open half day and nobody will be forced to work. So those days, they will say overtime.
Yeah.
They pay you double.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, they extend it. All of a sudden, they say double and half.
Yeah.
One and half. All of a sudden, as we get used to it, now they say no, they will contract people because it is costing.
Yes.
And now, as they contract people, now they are not giving because they know that if they give people fixed day off, maybe every Monday and Wednesday, people will still serve God the day of God. Now the church has been clever. You understand? So now they rotate your day off. If they rotate your day off, apart from your work, you have no life. Apart from where you can't commit to anything. Why should they rotate your day off? We don't realize it's demonic system. And I'm telling you, it's demonic system. If you, before the church and before God, which is higher, even your family, if you're a parent and every week and the different day you are off, can you even commit your child to classes, extra classes?
It's true.
Can you and your partner? Because one thing about family, that at least once a week, all of you must be off. So now work that you are meant to enjoy now is a burden. Why do we work? We work so that we'll be free, isn't it? But many, because of work, you are not free. It's to burden you with labor. As a pastor, that's why I had to tell Mr. James. He shouldn't water it down. The pastor is sitting on high places.
Amen.
He knows what he's saying. God don't understand it. Even though God understands it. But you cannot say God understand it. You can't say it. You can't say it. Because you don't know the conclusion God has what? Made. It's a demonic system. It's a demonic system. Like our teachers. Now, there are people who are trying to frustrate every good teacher. Every good teacher is now the enemy. It's a demonic system. Because when you corrupt the children from beginning, work is done. It's a system. It's a system. Many people can't marry because of benefits. You see, the system does not necessarily mean to be evil, but it can be used for evil.
That's right.
Against you.
That's right.
The system, the main purpose could be for evil, but it could be also painted as good.
Yeah,
but right. The core is it, because they know these people, they are psychologists, they've written books, they know how we think, they know our culture, they know how human beings are, so they are able to predict this serpent, old serpent, yeah. He's been dead. But let me show you these two in the Bible.
Yeah, sure.
Then we move on.
Amen.
Exodus. Amen. Chapter 1, verse 8 to 14.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 8 to 14. Demonic systems. So not the first one. It was a system directed against Daniel in connection to God.
Yeah.
God's people.
Yeah.
What is good? That's what it stands for. And this one, too, you see that it's directed against Israel. God's people, what is good? Please read it for us.
Amen.
You see, so when Christians don't go for demonstration, I cry. We lack understanding. Yeah. When Christians don't like what is good on social media and share it, I cry. Because we lack understanding. Because whatever become popular become a force. There are people in this church never share anything of the church, but they will share everything. People in this church, they are not even friends with the church broadcast. You try to say, mobilize Christian for a demonstration, they'll say it's not necessary. They will be accusing. But we are in a place that now popularism is power. You need wisdom. You see, the only way we can overcome systems is by wisdom.
Amen.
And by the wisdom of the time. Of course, from God.
Amen.
We have numbers.
We have numbers.
But we will demonstrate. See, Birmingham, I saw it on TV. Check your laptop. I see it's not connected to power, that it doesn't go off. I saw it on TV. Birmingham, a school said they were going to teach children about this LGBT. I saw Muslims. It was on news TV. About 50 of them always go and say no, 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 no. Where were Christians? Where were Christians? Why wouldn't they spread? Why wouldn't they spread? Why wouldn't they spread? Because systems cannot necessarily be overcome by prayer. Of course, everything by prayer, but you overcome systems by action, by doing,
amen,
intentionally.
Amen.
Because when you saw the first one, they intentionally sat down and planned.
That's right.
Specific agenda.
Yes.
And that is where we are falling. We are falling the most. Amen.
Amen.
Read it for us.
Exodus verse 1, 8 to 14.
Mm-hmm.
Then a new king to whom Joseph meant nothing came to power in Egypt. Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal shrewdly with them or they will become even more numerous. And if war breaks out, we'll join our enemies, fight against us and leave the country. So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor. And they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. So they made their lives bitter with harsh labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. Amen.
Amen. So you see, the Bible says when they saw that Israel was multiplying, were doing well, they sat down. Yeah. They said, come, let us what? Oh, okay. Are you with me?
Yes. Yes.
Let us what?
Labor them.
No, that's not the word I want. Please,
I
want
you to... Let us deal with them shrewdly.
Let us deal with them shrewdly. In other words, shrewdly means cunning, smartly.
Yeah.
And how are they going to deal with their shrewdly? They begin to burden them with labor.
Yeah.
So they sat down and had a meeting that let's develop a smart system that they will be burdened with labor, that we will oppress them. That they will work hard. The more they work, the poorer they become.
Yes.
That they will have no time for anything.
Yes.
That's the point I want to know. They sat down and they planned it. Shrewd means smartly.
Yes.
Not by coincidence.
No.
It has been calculated.
Yeah, man, that's right.
It's been planned.
It has.
It's been deliberate.
Yes.
It's been started.
It's been enforced, yes. That's right.
All to what? Oppress them because they were growing.
Amen.
They were doing more. They were thriving. So this one, a system was designed for a whole group of people in a nation, a whole community, a whole race in a nation.
Yes.
Because they were Israel. They lived in Egypt. They were fully well, doing everything. So they didn't begin to go down all of a sudden.
No.
But a system was put in place intentionally.
Yes, intentionally.
Just for their going down.
Yes.
Please, are you getting it?
Yes.
That's the point I want to make. Look at the same Exodus. Then we come back to burden them with labor. Amen. The same Exodus again. Chapter 1, verse 15 to 22. Continue for us.
Amen. Exodus 1:15 to 22. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose name was Shiphra and Puah, when you are helping the Hebrew woman during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that baby is a boy, kill him. But if it is a girl, let her live. The midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live? The midwives answered Pharaoh, Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives arrive. So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave his order to all his people. Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw them into the Nile, but let every girl live. Amen.
Amen. So note, the first system, it wasn't working. The more he labored them with work, and the more they grew stronger.
Yeah.
So now they introduce another system, that this time every man kill him from the scratch.
Yeah.
Boy, before he even grow.
Yeah.
Because work is not destroying them.
Yeah.
It's not scattering the family. They are caught up in work, long shift, but they are still united. Their marriages are flourishing, no broken homes. So now kill them. That midwife couldn't. They say, we ourselves will do what? The killing. So you say, black boys are dying, white boys are dying, green boys are dying. Perhaps it's a system. It's not a coincidence. Yeah. Yeah. You say these boys still and nobody are not disciplined. They go to prison. They go to prison and look at them at prison. They give the impression it's better off in prison. Perhaps it's a system to cause many deceived ones to follow suit. To follow suit. Why should one be in prison to be free? What's the point? And they introduce something called what? Human rights.
Yeah.
But for me to be free, for you to be free, then we have to be free. If you affect my freedom, your freedom must be affected and must be punished. Perhaps it's a system. Because you see, our people in the world, in government, they are really, really educated. They are very smart. Yeah. They are not simple people. Listen, I want to show you a very simple thing. Like the people who do this, they are smart. Yeah. They are smart. Perhaps it's a system. It's a system. That now a teacher cannot tell a child, shut up. You, the teacher, you'll be called on discipline for that. If we can't tell a child to shut up when he needs to shut up, what again can we do? What again can we do? They tell you words to use and words not to use. Yeah. Perhaps it's a system.
Yes.
No wonder our children now has become like chickens in a coop. You know, the obviously chicken, you just hit them, they die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But a proper chicken, organic chicken, hit them, they are still walking. Yeah. You discipline your child, and a social, somebody come in,
yeah,
never work, take your child, give it to a family.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it's a system. As I said, the intention could be good, but it could be used. Some, as I said, they can give a good intention, but the real intention. I mean, you let a 14-year-old child know that, listen, nothing can be done against you. If not something do against you, for you being wrong, your parent will be in trouble. What are you saying? What system is that? What is the fruit of that system? And we say when we are sitting down, nobody has demonstrated, nobody has said no, that it's my womb. But abortion, we are saying it's my body, it's my womb. So I have the right to abortion. But what about the children? Can't you say it's my child, it's my sperm, my embryo? I carried him, I have the right to it. But we've kept quiet. Abortion is only being allowed. I'm not a matter of good or, but it's because there are a group of people who stood and say, it's my body. I have the right to do what I want with my body. But none of us have stood up to say, it's our child, it's our belly, it's our blood, our pregnancy. So the system will move. Yes, it will move. Because you see, of course, everything by prayer. But you see, after you've prayed, when it comes to demonic system, it's action, wisdom. Because, you see, they put the system down by being calculative, by planning, as we read the first one, shrewdly.
Yeah.
Shrewdly.
Yes.
So you have to see a system that is oppressing you and decide to fight against that system by making sure you will not let the system. I'm not saying rebel. I say fight against that system. Because no matter the system that I said, there are people outside that system. Because every system is targeted to a person or a group of people or a community. I said to myself long time ago, that I will never work. I won't do any work that I will not be off weekends, because I want to be at home with my wife and my children on weekends. And when I said that, my focus and everything was to get a job that I am free on weekends. I was fighting against that system that you tell me when I'm off. That when I'm off, my children are at school. When I'm home, my children are at school. So even though we are living together, there's no relationship. There's no interacting. When they are all at home Saturday morning, laughing, screaming, then I wake up, then I go. Then tomorrow I come and try to tell my child what to do or what not to do. He doesn't know me, even though I'm the father. We are not like that times. I decide to resist it. By decide, of course, I have work shifts, I have work jobs that give you day off. But one time, my focus was not to go. I didn't make excuse for the system. Yes, I never became unemployed. But once I was in that job, I was looking for that job. Determined, my priority wasn't even the money, but to have my Saturdays and my Sundays off. I stopped landing underground when I knew God has called me, when I knew it's my time to be a pastor, and I knew my call is to start a church. I don't know. I stopped because they would not give me Sunday off. They will not give me Sunday off. I stop it. Nobody. I will never. I wouldn't be here today if this Sunday I'm available. Next Sunday I'm not available. I'll be perfect for an assisting pastor or a pastor in a church, but not as a founding pastor. I chose it. I said to myself, what can I do to be free? I said, I'll be an electrician. I have a degree. I did marketing, business administration years ago, 1990, maybe 9 or 2001. 2001, I graduated. But when I knew I've been called, I said to myself, what can I do to have control? Pray when I want. In my case, I said, I can be an electrician. Because when I become an electrician, I can be self-employed. And most electrical jobs, site is Monday to Friday. So I pay $5,000 to train as an electrician, just to have a job Monday to Friday, just to have control of a job, just for me to work in order to live, not to live to work. I'm saying this to say I was fighting the system. I didn't want to be submitted to it. To say that system, you fight it. You fight it on individual level, on upper level, on different level. As for excuse, you get plenty. Oh yeah, I could give you a lot of excuse. If you ask my children, sometimes even now that they are grown, sometimes they say things that the things just blow my mind. Because one time, one of my child told me, hey, when you started the church, the first 3 years, there was no laughing in the house. I was shocked. Say no laugh. He said, the atmosphere was always tense up. Hey, I look back and I realize it was true. There was pressure. Pressure. Both financially, ministerial. Pressure. 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 A new pastor by myself. I don't have anyone I go to and say, pray for me. Unless I take plane ticket and go to Ghana to say, pray for me. To say that. Pressure. 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 You come to church, two people. Pressure. Pressure. The day you fast, powder, and there you go, nothing at all. It doesn't mean the fasting is not working. It's working. Yeah. You are setting things in motion, but you get what I'm saying. So I'm saying all this to say, you fight system. You fight system. There are families, that system has been developed that you can't marry. You have to fight it. If you play cool, you'll be there. If you allow them, you will be there. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Should I carry on?
Yes. Amen.
Demonic systems.
Demonic systems.
See, let me show you one about Israel. So note, all the system, even the one we saw that one with Jesus. When he was born, because of him, every child was being killed. There was a system that the king introduced a law to kill every child, all because Jesus must die. How many Jesus have died? How many Moseses have been stabbed? And they are dead. And because of that, people are still stuck. How many? Only God knows. Our time is going. Last one. 1 Samuel chapter 13, 7 to 22. System, demonic system, intentionally sat down, strategically. You ban cigarettes and you bring vape. What's the point? Today they say vape is worse than cigarettes. What system is that? 1 Samuel chapter 13, 17 to 22. Things that years ago, it was considered as the highest level of a certain madness. Smoking weed, medically today, is the highest level of madness.
Yes.
Now you are legalizing it.
Mm-hmm.
You give different reasons. If someone from nowhere is able to shoot somebody, if you want, you are able to track them, and you cannot track dealers. There is a system. There is a system. Okay, maybe I'm lying. There's no system. Perhaps there is a system. Perhaps there is a system. But you see, the reason I show you that is coming from above. So even those who are meant to enforce it, they can. How many people have I not spoken to in different fields, even police, and they tell you, we are not allowed to do that.
Yes.
And they themselves know, it shouldn't be like that, but we are not allowed to do that. Why? Perhaps it's a system. Calculated. Please read this for us.
1 Samuel 13, verse 17 to 19.
Mm-hmm.
Raiding parties went out from Philistine camp in three detachments. One turned to Ophrah in the vicinity of Shaul, another towards Beth Horon, and the third towards the borderline overlooking the valley of Zobim, facing the wilderness. Not a blacksmith could be found in the whole land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears. Amen.
Amen. Continue. 17.
So all Israel went down to the Philistines to have them plow points, mattocks, axes, and sickles sharpened. The price was 2/3 of a shekel for sharpening plow points and mattocks, and 1/3 of a shekel for sharpening forks and axes and for reappointing goads. So on the day of the battle, not a soldier with Saul and Jonathan had a sword or spear in his hand.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said the Philistines, there was a battle between Israel and Philistine.
Yeah.
When the day of battle came, nobody in Israel had a sword or a spear.
Yeah.
In other words, the whole nation were powerless. They had no power.
Yeah.
And the Philistines were going around raid the towns of Israel.
Yes.
But the Bible gave us the reason. Because the Bible said the Philistines set up a system that do not allow Israel, nobody in Israel, to have a sword of axe and even a machine to sharpen their knife. To the extent that if they want to sharpen their knife or, their axe tools for farming, they have to go to the Philistines.
Yes.
It's like an embargo was placed on them not to own certain things.
Yes.
In this context, not to own anything.
Yeah.
There was no blacksmith.
Yeah.
They were forbidden that any one of them must be a blacksmith to keep them weak.
Yes.
And note, when we begin reading, it was clear that there was a system.
Yes.
Clear, because it says, Adam, that, remember, when we read, it say Adam, that when the day of what? Battle what? Come. Isn't it there?
Yes, go back, Dora.
Because Adam, that otherwise the Hebrews will make sword or spear. So it was deliberate.
Yes.
They sat down, they thought they planned that will not allow any of them to be a blacksmith.
Yes.
Will not allow any blacksmith to be there. Will not allow any machines that bring about, that you can use for this thing there. Adam, that, just that bit I said. He said, otherwise, the Hebrews, have you found it? The 19. He said, otherwise, the Hebrews will make salt.
Yes.
Deliberate, a system. So when war came, they had no weapon.
Yeah, they didn't. No.
They have nothing.
No.
It wasn't a coincidence.
No.
They didn't fight it.
Yeah.
They didn't go against the system.
Yeah.
So they were being raided.
Mm-mm.
And once again, it's against Israel.
Yeah.
So demonic system.
Yeah.
Demonic system. How come it is only the giant of the faith that get criticized?
Yes, I know.
How come? It means we, Israel, we in the system, no one can be a giant.
Yes.
We must all be weaklings.
Yes.
How come you don't criticize? No one is criticizing me now.
No
one is criticizing any small church. It's only the giant in the faith. To break faith.
Yes, that's right.
To break faith.
Yes.
Yeah, there are false pastors and prophets, but the number of good anointed pastors and prophets far outweighed false pastors and prophets.
Amen.
Far, far, far. How many churches have been rendered powerless?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we cannot take the anointing from you. You are highly anointed. Yeah, God has called. We can't take the calling. You are obeying the word. Yeah? So you are with God. Yeah, we can't. But what we can do is scatter the church.
Yes, that's right.
Make sure the church, you are powerless. You cannot even own a building.
Yes.
Today, many churches cannot hold and don't hold prayer meeting in this country. They only meet Sundays. Okay. That is a weak church. Because my house shall be called a house of prayer. A church without prayer is a dead church. Peter and John were all in prison, isn't it?
Yes.
But John died.
Yes.
Peter did not die.
No.
Is it John or James? I can't remember.
James.
I think it's James and Peter. What's the difference? The Bible was clear. In James' case, the church was praying for him. Without the prayer of the church, he would have died just like John. They were all disciples of Christ. The worst is you see them, you see us on Zoom, and we say we are praying, prayer service. You are joking. You're a joke. You're a joke. Make the work difficult.
Yes.
Hey, once we used to rent a hall. After every meeting, if they call me, my heart jumps. That's when I realize you see, your occupation can give you heart attack. Because when they call me for a meeting, they are able to point, look, you left oil, a drop of oil, and they will just give it to me. Sometimes when they call me, I call people, I want someone to go with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. You even go to churches, the whole that it could be available for other churches, they've turned all into day nursery.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So even the journey pastors that God have called them to start a church, it's not even small, easy to get a place.
No, it's true.
Why can't churches? They didn't have knife when the time for war came.
No.
Because there has been a systematic to make sure they don't have it.
Yeah.
And that make them powerless.
Yeah.
Powerless. Powerless. All I'm saying that they are demonic system. It will look okay. It will look like nothing. But it is doing the damage. It's doing the damage. Many Christians can't take their children to work. To church. And I'm not talking about your child who is 20 or 30. I'm talking about your child who is 14 years, 13 years. The child will grow. He doesn't know God. The church, you go to church every day, you know God. But the child don't go to church. So the church will become foreign. The child wouldn't know God. And that is how the church has slumped. You think it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to go to church and leave your children behind. It's not okay. It's not okay at all. By all standard, it's a demonic system. Your child is not too young. And you hear Christians say, oh, they are tired. They didn't wake up early. Hey, it's demonic. I'm telling you, because I'm preaching this, I can say, listen, when I'm coming every Sunday, I get here 9 o'clock. There's a school there, meaning I get to that school around 8:45. Every Sunday without fail, I see people, parents park their cars and their children playing football, starting from as little as 3 years. Every Tuesday evening, when I come here, I get here like 5. There's a place here. I see children starting from 3. I pray and bring them. They are going to fight karate. Every Tuesday. And you say your child can't come every Sunday and Tuesday. But you are making excuse for him. When the day comes, he will know God. And he will tell you that I have to find it my way. And that's when you start praying, it will be too late. Oh, yes, because there's a time for every activity. Train your child up in the way. But what I'm trying to say, we don't see the demonic system, because people who are in that system will come and say things like that into your ears for you to think that bringing your child is a trouble. But taking them to karate, football is not a trouble. It's a demonic system. It's a demonic system. It's a demonic system. It's a me, my children, even now, some of them, Sundays, they work the whole day from morning to evening. Because I need them. I need them. I need them. Ronaldo started doing the projector around 8 years old. 8 years old, she started the projector. Rolanda started playing the keyboard around 12 or 13 years old. She started playing the keyboard. Yeah. Yeah. You say they are small. Go and see them on TikTok. Go and see them on TikTok. Go and see them doing their nails or their hair. Now, go and see them doing weave on. You say they are small. Go and see them testing. They have apps you people don't know. Testing with their mates. If they give the app, you cannot even figure out anything. Yeah, what I'm saying, that there's a demonic system. Demonic system. Demonic system. The Bible says that things the world sacrifice, they sacrifice for idol, the idols. The things we sacrifice for God. Everybody is sacrificing for something. Whatever you sacrifice for, you will get it. Me, my child. Sunday, you are inviting them. Where? Forget it. They must be in church. I've been a pastor. This year will be 10 years. This church will be 10 years. Forget it. Everybody know. Everybody know. Because if it was school, would you invite, would say you shouldn't go to school? If it was that football, that karate, that piano you've been paying, you will be quit. So he has lessons. Why is that you are not saying that same for church and you are making excuses? Whatever anybody's exposed to become normal. And you see, I'm saying this because this is how the system was subtle without we realizing it. Without we realizing it. I see, one time a lady came to our church. She just joined the church. She came like 2 or 3 and she stopped. And I met her. I said, well, why are you not coming? Say, work. Then I said, let your child be coming. And so, you know, my child, if I'm not at home, I don't want him to leave home. Oh, I said, okay. Then another time, we got a place that they play music, they record rap and things. They had a small room there. We used to meet there. You remember that room? The entire room would be like from this wall to this place, up to here. Do you remember? It's like, that's the only place we go to. We've searched. And it's like, if you don't meet there, you can't meet. And the church must meet. So we meet there. And one night, we close service. And I saw this boy there, wearing one gloves, with friends doing shabayaka, rapping, because it's a studio. Yeah. Hoodie, black, doing. So I saw the man. So we meet there. What don't you say? Say, it's far. I said, but he's been coming there for shabayaba. Today, the guy is not mentally sound. He smoke weed. The child cannot come to church there, but he can go to learn rap there. He can go to record music there. You spoiled your son. You have spoiled your son. You spoiled your son. You have damaged your son. You are following a demonic system. You are despising pastors. Even your boyfriend who is a smoker, you don't despise him. And you despise pastor. Your boyfriend, you know he's a thief. You are not afraid of him. You are afraid of a pastor. It's a worldly system in your mind. Yes. In your mind. It is. It is. It is. It is. All I'm saying, church, is that this system is subtle. We have to think well. We have to be practical. You will never get anything by chance. If you do get it by chance, you can't maintain it by chance. Anything you get and you are able to have it must be done intentionally with purpose. Anyone who works with me know I put purpose above emotion.
Yeah.
Because emotion achieve nothing. It's about the purpose.
Yes.
It's about the purpose. And if we don't intentionally resist this system, I'm not saying rebellion, but fighting it. Saying in your case, because anything you bend to has what it will become.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Some of us, when we see worldly people, we cannot talk like Christians. Yeah. And we sound them and we bring it into the church. We echo their worries. So when they say, I don't want to be seen on camera, when we come, so they don't want to be seen on camera. So well, instead of telling them, but you are on camera, yeah, on Facebook, yeah, shaking your bonbon, wearing half naked. Yeah. So when you're on camera, yeah, in church, what is? We don't say it. We sort of understand them rather and come and echo it. We don't know there's a demonic system making what is beautiful. We are saying it's not beautiful. And what is not beautiful is rather, you at a party. You at a party and a man dancing like this, drinking everything. And you at the church dancing like this. Which one is glorious? Which one is glorious? Which one is shameful? Which one should you broadcast? But we don't broadcast the church one. We broadcast the party. And we echo it. The problem is we echo it. But it's a system. You have to resist. You have to say, this is better. If I can broadcast this, why can't I broadcast that? If you can broadcast this, why can't I broadcast this? That's why that I'm sure you people, you were in church. I told the lady, I said, it's pride. Because when you go and lie down at a gynecologist, you won't say you are ashamed. But you stand there and praying for you, are telling me to turn off the camera. It's a demonic system. You want me to accept it to override the church? When you go to the gynecologist, you tell them they should close their eyes. Church, we have to wake up.
Yes.
And we see when those who are standing against the system, let's support them. Amen. Even if we are weak. Amen. That's why it takes wisdom and strength and sacrifice. Amen. Because they are systems. And it's one of his great power. So now, you see, people talk about revival, but the system is strong. Amen. That's why we need pastors to have schools. That's why we need churches to have corporations. So let's not be quick to judge. Let's not be quick. Do you know Harvard was a Christian university? You don't know? Oh, yes. Check. Yeah. Oxford was a Christian university. Yes. Every great university now was a Christian university. Later hijack. Just like now, the Christian secondary schools all have been hijacked.
Oh, yes.
Because we allow the system. We don't fight it. And the one who stand up to fight, we kill the person. We, that the system's against, we kill the person. By speaking about things we don't understand, joining the masses. And we are complaining. Just complain. Don't complain. What are you able to do about it? What are you doing about it? That's what I was raised up in the Lord. That's what that. In fact, my mother in the Lord, when you have a dream or vision, the first question, what did you do about it? Because what you do about it, that matters. Church, all I'm saying today is that there are demonic systems. So by this, may the Holy Spirit show you. And don't water it down. Don't say it's nothing. Because it's not nothing. Don't say it's nothing. And don't say we will pray. No. Say we will resist it. And truly, if you resist it, you will pray. You see, you will pray, but you will do other things. But you say we will pray and you will not do anything and nothing will amount. Because prayer really works. Based on what you are doing. Everything by prayer, the Bible says. Yeah. What is the thing you are doing that by prayer? It should work. Do we understand?
Yeah.
Lift up your voice and begin to pray regarding the word of God that you have heard. Just begin to pray regarding the word of God that you have heard. And pray against demonic systems. That is for you. That is against you. That is against your loved one. And ask God to help you break out of it. Ask God to help you resist it in the name of Jesus. He understands, but you need to you need to determine and work your way out. And he will help you out. Maka shoko to mayandeha. Eleka bayanda broko shoko to ha.
We believe you have been blessed by the teachings of God's Word. For audio CDs, videos, books, and other information, please visit our website on www.devotionallightchurch.com. God bless you.